This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. 73 degrees this morning, a little bit muggy this morning. Some moisture in the air, partly sunny today. 20% chance for showers this morning. Then that will increase to a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon, maybe even a thunderstorm, but probably showers. High temperatures today, about 88. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain continuing. Low tonight, 70. And tomorrow, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms to the tune of 50%, high in the upper 80s. Unfortunately, the rest of the week will be like that as well. It looks like a potentially very rainy week. Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill announced on Friday that he plans to join this week's Moral Monday protest at the North Carolina General Assembly in Raleigh. The Moral Monday movement has drawn thousands of protesters to the state capitol in the past 8 weeks, targeting policies of the Republican-controlled legislature. About 450 protesters have been arrested in acts of civil disobedience so far, including many people from here in Orange County and many of our elected officials. NAACP State Chapter President and Protest Leader Reverend William Barber issued a call last week for larger crowds to attend these next two rallies, dubbing them Mass Moral Mondays. Here's what he had to say last week, just before 84 more people were arrested.
We would like the governor and his party to know we are outsiders. If by outsiders you mean outside of the Tea Party, outside of the intoxication of art coach influence, outside of extremism, outside of hatred, we are outside of all those things. Because inside our hearts we love justice.
Barber was responding to the assertion that North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory made about the demographics of protesters. He called them outsiders and not natives of North Carolina. The rally starts at 5 o'clock this afternoon at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly and will focus on women's rights, economic justice, and labor rights this week. Barber and others will also speak on behalf of the 70,000 state residents who will lose access to federal unemployment benefits when new state laws go into effect July 1st. The first Moral Monday protesters arrested at the North Carolina General Assembly in Raleigh are set to appear in a Wake County courtroom today, and all are expected to plead not guilty. Among the 17 scheduled for a hearing today, NAACP President Reverend Barber, who was arrested on April 29th on misdemeanor counts of second-degree trespassing, failure to disperse on command, and violating building rules. More than 450 people, as I mentioned earlier, have been arrested so far as part of what have become weekly Monday evening protests against the policies championed by the governor and the Republican-controlled legislature. NAACP legal advisor Irv Joyner said all the defendants plan to plead not guilty, and they will be represented by attorneys who have volunteered their time to work for free. A new bill that would eliminate background checks for the sale of handguns has already been passed through the State House and may soon become a law in North Carolina. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith tells us his opinion on this proposed gun bill.
I couldn't be more disappointed that our legislature is considering this, disappointed that it's passed the House and that it may actually become law in North Carolina.
The new gun bill would eliminate the state's handgun purchasing permit by allowing unlicensed private sellers to not run a background check. Last year, roughly 40% of all gun sales in the country were without a federal background check. Mayor Kleinsmith says he worries that by eliminating background checks, people who shouldn't be able to get handguns will then have access.
He's saying that people who are mentally ill, people who have a history of domestic abuse, people who have a dangerous criminal background are going to be able to purchase guns from private sellers without having their backgrounds checked.
Mayor Kleinsmith is part of a group called Mayors Against Illegal Guns that consists of 14 mayors from North Carolina. These 14 mayors have signed a letter in conjunction with the Association of Police Chiefs, and they also oppose this new bill.
The Association of Chiefs of Police in North Carolina stands with the 14 mayors who signed the letter, and they oppose repeal of these current requirements.
With the current gun laws that exist in North Carolina, Chapel Hill and Carrboro do not remain free of gun violence, of course. Mayor Kleinsmith speculates that this law could lead to an increase in gun violence and possibly more incidents like the shooting that took place in front of Mary Scroggs Elementary School in Carrboro just last year.
We have not been free from gun violence in here in Chapel Hill. And some of the cases that we've had here have been very high profile.
For more information, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. At its final meeting before the summer break, the Chapel Hill Town Council will check up with the progress of the Central West Focus Area Committee and the Rogers Road Task Force. The Central West Steering Committee is charged with creating a vision for the future of the Estes Drive MLK intersection, one of the busiest intersections in town. The 17-member Citizen Advisory Committee is the first convened as part of the community planning process outlined in the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan. The group will deliver a report tonight on its progress and lay out plans for future work. The Rogers Road Task Force is a group of elected officials and neighborhood residents working to establish reparations for the community that lived next to the county landfill for 40 years. The task force has been hashing out options for providing sewer service to some or all of the homes in that area. Members are looking to the Carver Alderman, the Orange County Commissioners, and the Chapel Hill Town Council to evaluate the plans. Last week, the Carborough Alderman voted to endorse a plan to bring sewer service to the whole neighborhood. Commissioners, on the other hand, rejected a motion to offer general support and future funding to any sewer plan. The majority of commissioners say they would rather wait for a task force report later in the fall. Tonight, the Chapel Hill Town Council will review the sewer project options and weigh in on possible next steps. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Town Hall. Today, Chapel Hill's towing ordinance that was once struck down by a North Carolina Superior Court judge will take effect. On June 4th, the State Court of Appeals reversed the court's ruling that struck down Chapel Hill's ordinance. The town originally adopted the cell phone ban in March of 2012, but the ordinance never took effect because George King, operator of George's Towing, challenged the town council. The new ordinance regulates and caps tow fees. It states that lots may not be located farther than 15 miles outside the town and requires adequate signage for tow zones. Tow companies must also provide the person making the payment for the tow with a copy of the Town of Chapel Hill Towing Information Handout. If a person returns to his or her car before it can be towed, the tow truck operator must return the car to the person without charging a fee unless the vehicle was already attached to the truck. If it was, a fee no more than $50 may be charged. The ordinance also says a call to the towing company must be returned within 15 minutes of a message being left. Within 30 minutes of the call being answered or message being left, a person with the property authority must release the location of the vehicle. To find out more about Chapel Hill's towing ordinance, which goes into effect today, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:14, 14 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenient Marketplace. Edward Holmes and all the folks there serve the best tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, and they're only 79 cents. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound, still seeing some slowdowns this morning between Ephesus Church Road through the I-40 intersection and up to Garrett Road. Again, that's 15501 northbound. Also 15501 northbound south of Chapel Hill between NC-86 and Manning Drive, seeing some delays this morning as well. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly out on the roads. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL, and as always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little bit muggy this morning, partly sunny. 20% chance of showers this morning. Then a 40% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Probably scattered showers. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with still a 40% chance of rain and the low about 70 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Probably not until the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Once again, chance of rain is 50%. It will remain 50% chance tomorrow night, low about 70. On Wednesday, 40% chance of rain. Don't know what difference it makes, really. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, high in the upper 80s. Once again, so really warm and muggy, perhaps, for the rest of the week, really. Today, 20% chance for showers, even this morning. So be on the lookout for that. possibility. Not exactly great weather.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. The heartwarming story of 3-year-old Grayson Clamp's ability to hear for the very first time has been embraced worldwide. 3 weeks ago, thanks to a team of doctors from UNC, Grayson heard his father's voice. Last week, we spoke with one of the doctors who headed up the surgery. This week, WCHL's Rachel Nash had the opportunity to talk with Grayson's dad, Len, about his incredible son and this amazing story.
Actually watching just the sheer excitement in his eyes when he heard sound for the first time, then watching him sort of slowly piece together sounds that he's getting and understanding and associating those, you know, to real life things has been tremendous.
That's Grayson's dad, Lynn Clamp. He and his wife, Nicole, adopted Grayson when he was just a baby. Lynn says he believes it was God's plan for them to find their son.
You know, he was a miracle just to be able to, you know, just to be born. It was a miracle. And then for us to be available as foster parents when he came along and then ultimately to get him. I think we always knew there was going to be something unique in store.
Grayson was born with a rare condition that the medical community calls CHARGE, which affects many different areas of a child's health. Grayson had a severe heart defect at birth, and they believe he cannot see out of his right eye. Grayson was also born without a cochlear nerve, which transmits sound information from the cochlea to the brain. Doctors first tried a cochlear implant, but because he was born without a cochlear nerve, it was ineffective as there was nothing to stimulate. His family then decided to move forward with an auditory brain stem implant, which had been used for adults but hadn't been tested for use in children in the United States. The procedure requires doctors to implant a microchip in a patient's brain. The microchip then helps the patient recognize and process sound by electrically stimulating the brainstem. In one powerful moment, which was captured on film, Grayson hears his father say, "Daddy loves you." It was the first sound he ever heard. Dr. Craig Buckman, Dr. Matt Ewind, and Dr. Holly Teagle of UNC were just a few of the many doctors who helped Grayson have the ability to hear.
There's no amount of thank yous that can be given. So they're phenomenal surgeons, but they're really just phenomenal people. I mean, they very much have a genuine concern for the well-being of their patients. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've literally gotten on the phone with them at all hours of the day and night, and they make us feel like we're the only patient in the hospital.
The Clamps also have a 2-year-old son, Ethan, who is beginning to babble. Lynn says it's great to see both of his sons begin to express themselves in their own unique ways. Grayson will continue to work with UNC hospitals for hearing and speech therapy. To see the video of when Grayson hears for the first time, you can read the article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Championship sports is on the way, but first, let us conduct a little official business.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
Certainly everything seems to be in proper working order. Thank you very much for bearing with us for that. It is 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by Carolina Ophthalmology. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The North Carolina High School Athletic Association has released its 100 to Remember coaches list. And among those honored is a very special coach, Chapel Hill High School's own Sherry Norris. Norris, who coaches women's volleyball and basketball, has been coaching for more than 35 years. She says she continues coaching because it's still exciting and it gives her the opportunity to support women's sports.
It was my goal, because I never was able to play sports, was to be an advocate and give girls the same opportunity that boys had at the high school level.
Before Title IX came along, high schools were not required to give equal access to men's and women's athletics. And in Norris's Bladenboro High School in Bladen County, North Carolina, this meant women's sports just fell through the cracks.
There was basically a budget crunch, and when they had that budget crisis, they cut girls' sports at the high school that I ended up attending.
Norris added that the only athletic options available to women at that time were cheerleading and being a marching band major. In her time as a coach, Norris has led the Chapel Hill High School Tigers to more than 500 wins in women's basketball and more than 700 wins in volleyball, making her the high school coach with the most wins in North Carolina. There have been state championships in there as well. Norris says she attributes her winning record to setting a good example for her players to follow.
One of the things that makes you a good coach is that you have to demonstrate certain qualities to your players, and that's a willingness to work hard, to be committed to the team, and I have done that over the years. And by modeling that type of behavior, I really feel like my players commit to the program and to the teams that they're on.
She also adds that she has had some outstanding athletes over the years and some very dedicated young people. The North Carolina High School Athletic Association's Top 100 to Remember Coaches list is part of a series of lists the organization is releasing in honor of its 100th anniversary this year. Our congratulations to Sherry Norris, basketball and volleyball coach at Chapel Hill High School. It's 8:23. 23 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Every Tar Heel baseball fan a little disappointed with the way the season ended for Carolina, but let's face it, Tar Heels won a lot of games this season, 59 in all, only lost a dozen times, which is quite remarkable. And Art Chansky has more on all of this coming up on today's Sports Notebook. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
All the comparisons between state and Carolina baseball prove there is no comparison. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I guess the Raleigh newspaper has to treat the two accomplishments about equal. NC State's first sensational season in, what, 45 years versus Carolina's ho-hum sixth trip to the College World Series in the last eight tries. The headline calling it a season to remember. The parallel stories down both outside columns and the by-the-numbers breakdown. Ah, yes, by-the-numbers. I like the number two, signifying State's second trip to Omaha since Richard Nixon's first term as president. And the Wolfpack's program-high 50 victories, nine short of the Tar Heels' all-time high of 59. And, of course, State's preseason number eight ranking, which it lost midway through the spring and never regained top 10 status, while UNC began number one in the polls and finished number one in most of them. Certainly, congratulations to State coach Elliot Avant for returning his school's team to the College World Series since he was a teenager. The Pack now talks about getting back to Omaha next season like it's a done deal, which it certainly is not, even with Carlos Rodon returning for his junior year. That reminds me of how Carolina basketball recruits against schools trying to build a program. Son, they can tell you all they want about what they're going to do. Look at what we have done, so why don't you come here and help us continue that? Rodon, who, as we said before, will be in the big league someday, is the barometer for this new aspect of the red-blue rivalry. As a great career as he's had, Rodon has a losing record against the Tar Heels the last two seasons. And that monumental victory in the opening round in Omaha was easily erased when the Tar Heels sent Rodon and State packing 4 days later. Really, the only worthwhile comparison you can make is that each team hurt the other's chances of winning the national championship. For the understated, underrated Mike Fox, having the program he's built over the last 8 years trumps one breakthrough season for any school. The guy just keeps signing up and coaching up great players, more from North Carolina than ever before. And the underclassmen he has coming back, from long Landon Lassiter to streaky Sky Bolt to tremendous Trent Thornton, means the Tar Heels will be back in Omaha again before the Wolfpack ever has another chance to sniff the Nebraska air. And you can bet on that comparison. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Eyes be corrected so I don't need my glasses?
Am I too old for LASIK?
Can I afford it? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Why wait any longer? Call us today, 919-945-EYES.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love, close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood, between Chapel Hill and Durham, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. Start your summer vacation with a wow and a new 2013 BMW 320i for $297 per month. That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $297 per month. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. They promise you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional, you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoy.
Wow.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $46.54 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $37,417 and selling price of $38,300. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. No-cost maintenance does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 center of excellence and volume leader. All new BMWs come with no-cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No-cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty.
Wow.
Performance BMW Chapel Hill.com.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Summer is here, and FastMed Urgent Care wants you to enjoy fun in the sun and have a safe summer. From swimmer's ear to sunburns, allergies to insect bites, FastMed in Chapel Hill is open 365 days a year. Their friendly clinical staff are here to treat your entire family for any unexpected medical need. FastMed is convenient, affordable, quick, and they accept most insurance. FastMed, located at the corner of East Franklin Street and Estes Drive. FastMed Urgent Care. Visit FastMed.com.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
2 hours. That's all it takes to change a life. Dedicate 2 hours a week to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can make a difference in the life of a kid like me. My mentor helps me make good grades and make good life decisions. Just 2 hours of your time could really help another student make it to graduation. For more information, contact Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate at 918-2170. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and kids like me.
Good morning. It is 8:29, 29 minutes after 8 o'clock, KWCHL. And time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. Well, your weather looks like this. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little bit muggy this morning. A little bit warm. Chance of rain pretty much all week. Partly sunny. 20% chance of showers this morning. Then a 40% chance of showers probably. And maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight partly cloudy. Scattered showers. Thunder showers. Low tonight about 70. Chance of rain is 40% tonight. That will increase to 50% chance of rain tomorrow. And our high tomorrow in the upper 80s. If it does rain tomorrow, it's probably going to be in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, also 50% chance of rain, probably in the form of showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm or two, and low about 70. On Wednesday, more of the same kind of weather, really. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high in the upper 80s. And then the rest of the week, actually, is going to be like that, cloudy. And we'll have partly sunny skies by the time Friday gets here, but really not too optimistic. Again, 73 degrees right now.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Accused surveillance secrets leaker Edward Snowden may or may not have tried to exit Moscow. He wasn't on a plane that departed for Cuba today. It's not clear if Snowden did come to Russia from Hong Kong in the first place. He may want asylum in Ecuador. But Guardian newspaper correspondent Miriam Elder was waiting at an Aeroflot departure gate today. She says earlier,
no one saw him get off a plane. No one got confirmation from Ecuadorian diplomats that they did, in fact, hold consultations with him. The Ecuadorian diplomats that I saw in the airport in Moscow last night said they hadn't talked to him.
White House correspondent Bill Plant says the Obama administration has pushed to get Snowden into custody.
CBS News has learned that the U.S. government has been in contact with Cuba. A National Security Council spokesperson says also that the U.S. expects the Russians to cooperate, given the fact that the U.S. has returned criminals whom the Russians wanted. And Secretary of State Kerry said this morning that there would be serious consequences if Snowden is allowed to board a plane.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
Time now for your bottom of the hour news on WCHL.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. It is 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, but continuing to warm up just a little bit. Partly sunny skies today, slight chance of showers this morning, then a bigger chance of rain in the afternoon. High temperature today, about 88. Congressman David Price announced last Friday that he plans to join this week's Moral Monday protest at the General Assembly building in Raleigh. He is not the only representative who's joined that protest. Ellie Kinnaird has been there just about every time. The Moral Monday movement has drawn thousands of protesters to the state capitol in the past 8 weeks, targeting policies of the Republican-controlled legislature. More than 400 protesters have been arrested in acts of civil disobedience, including members of the Chapel Hill Town Council, members of the Carborough Board of Aldermen. There have also been members of the Orange County Commissioners there. And NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber was the very first person arrested during all of this. He issued a call last week for larger crowds to attend these next two rallies, dubbing them Mass Moral Mondays. Here's what he had to say last week, just before 84 or more people were arrested. NAACP President William Barber.
We would like the governor and his party to know we are outsiders. If by outsiders you mean outside of the Tea Party, outside of the intoxication of Art Coke's influence, outside of extremism, outside of hatred, we are outside of all those things. Because inside our hearts, we love justice.
Barber was responding to the assertion that North Carolina Republican Governor Pat McCrory made about the demographics of the protesters. He called them outsiders and said they were not natives of North Carolina. The rally starts at 5 p.m. today at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly. And this week it will focus on women's rights, economic justice, and labor rights. They have a different focus each week. Barber and others will be there to speak on behalf of the 70,000 state residents who will lose access to federal unemployment benefits when new state laws go into effect July 1st. The very first Moral Monday protesters arrested at the North Carolina General Assembly in Raleigh are set to appear in a Wake County courtroom today, and they're all expected to plead not guilty. Among the 17 scheduled for a hearing today, NAACP President Reverend William Barber, who was arrested April 29th on misdemeanor counts of second-degree trespassing, failure to disperse on command, and violating building rules. More than 450 people have been arrested so far as part of what had become weekly Monday evening protests against the policies championed by Governor Pat McCrory and the Republican-controlled legislature. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was the very first person arrested 1 week. NAACP legal advisor Irv Joyner says all the defendants plan to plead not guilty, and they will be represented by lawyers who volunteered to work for free. A new bill that would eliminate background checks for the sale of handguns is one of those many policies in contention. It's already been passed through the State House and may soon become a law in North Carolina. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith gives his opinion on this proposed gun bill.
I couldn't be more disappointed that our legislature is considering this, disappointed that it's passed the House and that it may actually become law in North Carolina.
The new gun bill would eliminate the state's handgun purchasing permit by allowing unlicensed private sellers to not run a background check.
Last year, roughly 40% of all gun sales in the country were without a federal background check. Mayor Kleinsmith says he worries that by eliminating background checks, people who shouldn't be able to get hold of handguns will have easy access.
He's saying that people who are mentally ill, people who have a history of domestic abuse, people who have a dangerous criminal background are going to be able to purchase guns from private sellers without having their backgrounds checked.
Mayor Mark Kleinsmith is a part of a group called Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which consists of 14 mayors from North Carolina. These 14 mayors have signed a letter in conjunction with the Association of Police Chiefs that opposes this new bill.
The Association of Chiefs of Police in North Carolina stands with the 14 mayors who signed this letter, and they oppose repeal of these current requirements.
With the current gun laws that exist in North Carolina, Chapel Hill and Carberry did not remain free of gun violence, of course. Mayor Kleinsmith speculates that the law could lead to an increase in gun violence and possibly more incidents like the shooting out front of Mary Scroggs Elementary School in Carberry just last year.
We have not been free from gun violence here in Chapel Hill. And some of the cases that we've had here have been very high profile.
If you'd like more information, you can view this story on our website at chapelbro.com. At its final meeting before the summer break takes place, the Chapel Hill Town Council will check up on the progress of the Central West Focus Area Committee and the Rogers Road Task Force. The Central West Steering Committee is charged with creating a vision for the future of the Estes Drive, Martin Luther King Boulevard intersection. That's one of the busiest intersections in town. The 17-member Citizen Advisory Committee is the first convened as part of the community planning process outlined in the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan. The group will deliver a report on its progress and lay out plans for future work. The Rogers Road Task Force is a group of elected officials and residents of the neighborhood working to establish reparations for that community that has lived next to the county landfill for 40 years. The task force has been hashing out options for providing sewer service to some or all of the homes in the area, and members are looking to the Carver Alderman, the Orange County Commissioners, and the Chapel Hill Town Council members to evaluate the plans. Last week, the Carver Alderman voted to endorse a plan to bring sewer service to the entire neighborhood. Commissioners, on the other hand, rejected a motion to offer general support and future funding to any sewer plan. The majority of commissioners indicated they would rather wait for a task force report later in the fall. Tonight, the Chapel Hill Town Council will review the sewer project options and weigh in on possible next steps. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Town Hall. Today, Chapel Hill's towing ordinance that was once struck down by a North Carolina Superior Court judge will take effect. On June 4th, the State Court of Appeals reversed the court's ruling that struck down Chapel Hill's ordinance. But the ordinance never actually took effect because George King, operator of George's Towing, challenged the town council. The new ordinance regulates and caps tow fees. It states that lots may not be located farther than 15 miles outside town and requires adequate signage for tow zones. Tow companies also must provide the person making the payment for the tow with a copy of the Town of Chapel Hill Towing Information handout. If a person returns to his or her car before it can be towed, the tow truck operator has to return the car to the person without charging a fee unless the vehicle has already been attached to the truck. If it is, a fee of no more than $50 may be charged. The ordinance also says a call to the towing company must be returned within 15 minutes of a message being left. Within 30 minutes of the call being answered or a message being left, a person with the proper authority must release the location of the vehicle. To find out more about Chapel Hill's towing ordinance, you can view this story on our website at chapelbro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:40. 20 minutes until 9 o'clock. Coming up next, today's commentary on the way from Jim Waters. That'll be followed by what you're saying on the street. Do you keep up with what's happening in the news in our local community? That and more on the way.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. The road is calling, and right now at Performance BMW, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 72 months on select certified pre-owned models, while other financing options are as low as 2.9% for up to 72 months, such as the 2010 BMW 328i for $384 per month.
Wow!
At Performance BMW, your options are virtually limitless. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service. BL1853, 72-month purchase at 2.9% APR. $2,500 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and $549 dock fee. Based on selling price of $27,861. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Great news from Durham Tech for those with a bachelor's degree needing additional classes to prepare for graduate or professional school. Whether it's anatomy and physiology, microbiology, statistics, pathophysiology, psychology, or sociology, go to durhamtech.edu and type the words visiting degree students into the search box. Get the special admission code and become eligible to enroll for the spring 2014 semester. Get the full details at durhamtech.edu.
Okay, it is 8:42 at WCHL, 18 minutes until 9 o'clock. Good morning.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You need to go to WCHL's website, chapelboro.com, and hear Archansky Sports Notebook. It's about the Carolina baseball program. And right now, we're going to get today's commentary on the way from Mr. James Waters.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jim Waters. Be very careful, folks. There are copperheads in our woods and sharks in the oceans. Life has many hazards. There is one in our midst, however, that many of us do not see. What is it, you ask? Home care. That's what. Not every organization in the home care business is predatory. Most are very helpful, honest, decent, and give the best medical attention and human devotion possible. Many extraordinary organizations provide wonderful service and charity for free. Yet other home care outfits are nothing short of financial predators seeking to take financial advantage of any opportunity. They are very expensive and even frequently gouge their patients. It's all too frequently all about the money. Chapel Hill has become a haven for retirees, many quite affluent, some who relocate here specifically. Many are in upscale, well-run retirement facilities. Even some of these residents also hire outside home care. Other elderly and sick choose to remain at home in their latter years, and frequently home care is purchased or brought in to take care of them. Many of us in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, have living parents at home in this very situation. Be careful. Review your bills closely. Get references. Many are very good, while many are not. Speak with doctors. Engage hospice for free advice. You and those for whom you care will feel better. This is Jim Waters.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, it is time now for what you're saying on the street, coming up just a moment here, I hope. And it is about whether you follow local news in our community. You want to know what's going on in our community? Well, what you're saying on the street, ask that question. If you keep up with local news, some people say they just follow the national news. Some people say they don't follow anything at all. And our question was, do you follow what's happening with local politics and local news? Of course, the easy way to do that is by listening to WCHL, because we always have it here, and we have it on our website, chapelboro.com.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT.
All right. I apologize, folks. I don't know what's going to go on. It's 8:45 at WCHL, 15 minutes until 9 o'clock. Ron Stutz coming up. Just a few minutes here. We have the Stephanie Miller Show at 9 o'clock from 9 until noon today. Stephanie Miller Show on WCHL. And let's go ahead and meet today's WCHL hometown hero.
You probably heard us talking about Tom Jansen as of late because there's been so much focus on Carolina baseball. And Tom Jansen is what we call a super fan. Let's tell you why. He's our hometown hero of the day.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Tom Jansen is pretty well known around this community as the guy who heads up public policy polling. Seems he's always on WCHL talking about local politics and political candidates and how people feel about the issues. Now he's gotten even better known as Carolina's super fan. He's a big fan of Tar Heel baseball, and he supported this team all season long.
Well, it's funny. I definitely have people like recognize me on the street, recognize me in the grocery store as the super fan. Nobody has ever come up to me in the grocery store and been like, oh, man, you're the pollster. So I enjoy it. It's a wonderful group of people. This is, you know, I've really been around this program hardcore for 8 years now. We've never had a group of kids and parents as special as this year, and regardless of what happens, it's just been one amazing ride.
Tom Jansen is today's WCHL hometown hero because he's brought so much inspiration and excitement to the Carolina fan base. He's a guy in Boschheimer Stadium who's always leading the cheers. You can always hear him. He's one of the most vocal people out there, and he doesn't mind getting involved and cheering on the Heels. He's been to Omaha for the College World Series, and he's been in previous years as well.
I've come to Omaha four of the six times that we have, and unfortunately, I've only actually seen us win one game over the course of those trips.
That was, of course, before this season. This year, Carolina's had a bit more success, and Jansen has enjoyed leading the charge for Carolina fans out there as well, even if it has been halfway across the country.
There's actually a really positive vibe around the team. This is a team that really has shown an ability to bounce back from adversity all year, and we'll do whatever we can to help them.
Of course, Tom Jansen has not been the only Carolina fan in Omaha. He's been joined by a lot of other folks in Carolina blue. He's just been the loudest.
There is a really significant Tar Heel presence, and we were cheering hard into the night.
Sometimes the home crowd can provide the team with a big advantage, and sometimes the Carolina fan base can make a big difference for the Tar Heels, even if they are way out in Omaha. Tom Jansen, UNC's super fan. Today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Of course, Tom Jansen is back at home now, and the Tar Heels are back at home, too. And they got quite a welcome over the weekend when they came back to Chapel Hill. What a season it has been for the Carolina baseball team. Our congratulations again to Coach Mike Fox and all the Tar Heels for just an outstanding year. College World Series champion is yet to be determined. Games will take place between Mississippi State and UCLA, the team that knocked out Carolina, and that will start today out in Omaha, Nebraska. It'll be interesting to see who will win the College World Series. But the Tar Heels have been there six out of the last 8 years, which is quite a remarkable feat. And it is just no question that Mike Fox has turned a great program into just an exemplary program, contending for the national championship every year. One of these years, we're going to win the darn thing. 8:49 at WCHL, 11 minutes until 9 o'clock.
What you're saying on the street.
I'm Brian Aloisi. With several media sources focusing on national news and events in other states, information about local governments can get placed on the back burner. We at the streets to find out. Do you care about or follow what the local government is doing?
I'm Danny. I live in Durham. Yeah, I work in Carrboro. Not religiously, but, you know, I keep up with a little bit of what goes on here, yeah.
Hi, my name is Poncho Brown, and I live in Carrboro. Yes, I do. I follow it. I care about what's going on.
Hi, I'm Coulter. I live in Chapel Hill. And, you know, it's I don't really keep up with the local news. National news is more my thing.
My name's Anna Pepper. I live in Durham. I work in Carrboro at the Painted Bird. I care about the local government. I care about the direction that the town's taking.
Is finding out what the local government is doing important to you?
My name's Mary Rodriguez, and I live in Cary, and I work over at UNC Hospital. I live in Cary, so I do follow Cary. And seeing I work in Chapel Hill, yeah, I follow some of that.
Hi, I'm Kathy Sewell. I live in Durham County, but not in Durham City. I do to some extent, but very often something comes out in the news and surprises me.
Jane Stein, Chapel Hill. I do.
Actually, I get the Chapel Hill update and I read the local papers, so I don't have any problem keeping up with the news.
My name's Melissa Rich and I live in Chapel Hill. Not really. I follow the national government a lot more than local.
My name's Scott. I live in Chatham County. As far as taxes, I do. I know Orange County's pushing out like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, but as far as who's in control, it doesn't matter.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
The Orange County Library is at your fingertips and just a click away from meeting your recreational, educational, and informational reading needs. Monitor your account online, reserve a meeting room, check out digital media and ebooks. You can also like Orange County Library on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We love to see you at the library. We have three convenient locations, one in Hillsboro and two in Carborough.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Okay, it is 8:52 at WCHL, 8 minutes until 9 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz. Hope you're doing okay today. Got lots of things going on this morning. And Stephanie Miller Show coming your way at 9 o'clock on WCHL. It's actually at 9:06 following CBS News.
What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week?
It's Orange County Government. It's 8:52 at WCHL, Chapel Hill Economic Development. And time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Let's take a look at your morning traffic. Brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you need something really simple like a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that special custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. Well, not much happening in the way of traffic this morning. It's been a pretty good morning. Not exactly trouble-free. Some of the usual congestion out there, but for the most part, things looking pretty good. If you spot anything anytime during the day that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and become a WCHL Road Warrior. We'll be glad to pass along the information to everybody else. We're talking about any kind of accidents here or major delays. Again, that newsroom number, 919-967-8363. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by your friends at Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Don't forget about those 79-cent fountain drinks, too. No matter how big they are, even the big 32-ounce size, only 79 cents at Cruiser's. Good to go. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers this morning, then a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s, kind of a warm, muggy day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low about 70. Chance of rain is 40%. Tomorrow, we're looking at a bigger chance of rain, 50%. Probably in the afternoon if we get some rain. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, still 50% chance of rain with a low about 70. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, probably late in the day, high in the upper 80s, chance of rain 40%. Same thing for Wednesday night and Thursday. So clouds pretty much all week long. WCHL, 8:55, 5 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
I could not be more proud of my ring, honestly.
That's Haley Best, Miss North Carolina 2011, talking about her engagement ring from Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Every single time I show my ring to a friend or a stranger, their next question is, what does your fiancé do for a living? And my answer is, he shops at Diamonds Direct, because that's all I can say. That's the only way I can explain it.
Fiancé Andrew Jernigan agrees. After dozens of stores and hundreds of diamonds, Diamonds Direct was the obvious choice for his beauty queen.
Selection like no one's ever seen. You feel like you walked into King Solomon's mines. There are diamonds everywhere. No one could offer me a value remotely close to Diamonds Direct, and that is literally comparing in-store, online, across the entire United States.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You'd have to see Haley's ring to believe it. You'd say, oh my God, where did you get this? Well, we can tell you where we got it. We got it at Diamonds Direct, and never felt better about any purchase I've made.
Best decision we ever made.
Without a doubt.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
You remember the word of the day today from Wayne Pond a little over an hour ago. Call me, tell me the word, spell it correctly, and give me the right definition. And if you're the first to do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. The road is calling, and right now at Performance BMW, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 72 months on select certified pre-owned models, while other financing options are as low as 2.9% for up to 72 months, such as the 2010 BMW 328i for $384 per month.
Wow!
At Performance BMW, your options are virtually limitless. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service. BL1853, 72-month purchase at 2.9% APR. $2,500 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and $549 doc fee. Based on selling price of $27,861. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oaks and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know, I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oaks and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at carolinainn.com. Nice. Well, not really great. Partly sunny, 20% chance for showers this morning, then a 40% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock. Time now for CBS News.